Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers advise themselves to come against Yahweh and against his anointed. Now, Christ means anointed. So this is a time when the nations of the earth decide to come and attack God and Jesus. They say, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. But he that sits in the heavens will laugh. The Lord will have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his great anger. Yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Now, the hill of Zion refers to the hill or the little mountain where the temple was built. So you've got a picture here of where Jesus is king in Jerusalem, and yet Jerusalem is surrounded by enemies who think they can overcome him. Now this is what's going to happen when Jesus comes back, because people aren't going to like their lives being interrupted. No, you're not going to go and just do what you want and have your great life of self-indulgence, etc. Serve God. Oh no, we don't want to do that. Oh no, let's come and attack this king who's saying that he's going to enforce the ways of God. Let's go and attack him. And so the nations of the earth are going to be so foolish as to come and attack Jesus when he comes back in Jerusalem. And we will be with Jesus. And it's going to be like when the Assyrians under Sennacherib and Rabshakeh, they came and surrounded Hezekiah in Jerusalem. But of course, it was foolish. An angel of the Lord went out and killed 185,000 of them. And this is looking forward to what's going to happen in the last days. God says, I will declare my decree, that is what I have said. Yahweh said to me, you are my son, today have I begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. So, you are my son, today have I begotten you. This is quoted in the New Testament about Jesus. And that shows that Jesus was the only begotten Son of God. It means that he came into existence, he began, because the word begotten and the word begin are related. He began inside Mary. And that means he didn't exist before he was born. So Jesus is not God, he's a Son of God. And if he's a Son of God, he's not the same as God. And he was begotten or born at a certain point of time. And so God is going to give him all the nations of the earth. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall break them into pieces as if they're a clay vessel. Now therefore be wise, O you kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve Yahweh with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way. For his wrath will soon be kindled. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. So the idea then is that, sure, they're coming around Jerusalem, they're thinking they can attack Jesus in Jerusalem, but he doesn't want to destroy them. He says, look, why don't you repent? Kiss the Son, lest he be angry. Be instructed, be wise. But they don't want that. And so God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. This is why the idea of being burnt up forever, tormented forever, is not according to the Bible. God wants people to come to his kingdom, and he has no pleasure, no joy when somebody doesn't want to. So all the time he's pleading with people, even right at the very end, to give themselves to him. And that's his spirit right now.